Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Rob Jenkins. He's a writer, speaker, professor, author of Think Better, Write Better, as well as co-author of The 9 Virtues of Exceptional Leaders. Rob, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
I really like people have brevity in their words, in their writing, in their thoughts, and also if it catches my eye. In your case, the book Think Better, Write Better, I think Henry Ford once said that most people don't really think because it's hard, and it is hard, but you can learn so much by yourself and do so much better in life when you think better. So tell me, that book is such a great title. Tell me about that book.
I came up with the idea as something I could use in my training seminars for people mostly in the corporate world, but also in the nonprofit, because you see so many complaints. I mean, when they survey employers and ask them, what kind of problems do you see with the people you're hiring fresh out of college? Time after time, the number one answer is they can't write, but number two answer is they can't think for themselves. They lack critical thinking skills. And this struck me as a bit odd because colleges and universities are, you know, crowing from the rooftops that they're teaching critical thinking, but the end users, the employers, are saying, no, not so much. So I decided I wanted to explore that a little bit further and write something that companies could use when they need to do backfill on these employees. And when I approached a few publishers, the answer I kept getting was, well, we'd really rather have a textbook. So I finally said, okay, fine, it's a textbook. And so I wrote it with that initial audience in mind, but also with students in mind. Because the same things I would tell a group of 20-somethings recently out of college who are taking a seminar with their company because the company wants them to be able to write better and to think better critically, because those two things are directly interrelated. Those are the exact same things I would tell my college students, so maybe they're not having to sit in a seminar like that 5 years down the road. And so that was the genesis of that book.
And I couldn't agree more, because I've been a business owner for over 20 years now, and I worked at American Express in New York. But when I was in college, my professors, if they're listening, bluntly speaking, I don't remember much except for three classes. One was my writing class. Her name is Cynthia Kimball in freshman year, where she taught me how to be a better writer. The other two was a business law class from an actual lawyer who had his own law practice. He literally picked up a 500-page book and said, you know what? Most of this is not useful. I'm going to teach you what you need in practical ways as a lawyer, as a business owner. And the last class was an advanced leadership class where they taught me how to think on my feet as a leader. But I'm just really saying what you're saying, Rob, is that unfortunately, so many people don't think or write well. And if you're in business, which our podcast listeners are, it's really about defining the thoughts in your mind and clarifying what you want to say to the world. Because whether you're in sales, team building, corporate culture, negotiations, it doesn't matter what you do. It's really about how you think and how you write. Now, are there specific suggestions you share on how to write better? Like, tell us about that.
Well, you know, I start out, the title of the book is indicative of the organization, because I start out talking about critical thinking. And, you know, that's kind of a buzz phrase. We use it all the time, but unfortunately, not a lot of people really know what it means. And in some cases, even the people that are supposedly teaching it don't know what it means. So I go through, the process of asking questions and doing research and, you know, literally applying your brain to a problem. And I just take in two or three chapters, I just take the readers straight through the process. What exactly is critical thinking and how do you do it? And then I turn from that to the writing piece and talk about how those critical thinking abilities influence our writing, because as I said, they really are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
I totally agree with what you said. A lot of my background is in leadership development, but I teach rhetoric. And so it, you know, it occurred to me that one of the most valuable leadership skills someone can have is the ability to, first of all, think clearly, and then secondly, share that with others, whether they're writing or speaking, but often it is in writing, in a way that is clear and understandable and ultimately persuasive. So that's kind of where I'm coming from on that.
No, that's good, Rob. And I want our listeners really to just take a step back and even just listening to the words critical thinking, meaning you're being critical for your thinking, just like when you have a word like outstanding, do you stand out? Or noteworthy, are you worthy of writing notes? So going back to critical thinking, you have to be your own critic. And most people are horrible at that, because if I, my first book I wrote 20 years ago, I was honestly too insecure to get too much feedback to have critics, if you will, right? And then one of my last books, I literally sent it to 100 people, including the people that are the most critical, negative, pessimist people, but it also became a better book. But again, going back to the critical thinking, just the very two words, you have to be a critic for your own thoughts, which us, if we have more ego-based, then why would we want to criticize our thoughts, right? So I just want to really let our listeners just let that sink in, Rob, because it's so simple, it's so profound. Now, with what you talked about in your book, can you give a very specific, clear example of whether in your own life, in your student's life, about a problem that he or she had and how you were able to help them, or through your book, how would you advise them on how to think more critically?
I can think of some, certainly some well-known examples. One of the things I talk about in my book is the inability that so many leaders have to see down the road.
Pick one leader, like who can you share with us?
Well, I don't know that I can name any names exactly, but it's a huge problem. We don't think about the law of unintended consequences, for example.
Yeah.
And here's a concrete example of that. You probably remember a few years ago when Cecil the Lion was killed by that den. Wisconsin or whatever.
Actually, you remember that? Yeah.
And you know, the world was outraged, and I get that, but the sort of knee jerk reaction of the authorities there, I think it's Nairobi where that happened, mm-hmm. was to shut down big game hunting and so forth, and the result was that within a year or so, the lion population was overrunning villages, and people were being killed by lions, and tourism dried up in Nairobi.
Yeah.
So yes, perhaps there are things that we ought to be doing to make sure that that big game hunting is legitimate. Maybe we shouldn't be doing big game hunting. I don't know. I don't have any strong feelings about that one way or the other. But what I do know is that those leaders didn't think ahead to, if we just suddenly pull the plug on this, what's going to happen? What are going to be the long-term consequences? And that's a failure to think critically.
Yeah, that's a great example, Rob, because literally you can apply that to anything. I remember, I think I was reading about, maybe it was a Toyota mindset where it's, you just always ask why. Like, okay, I want to buy a car, why? Because I need right. transportation, why? And you, the more you ask that why question, you get to be more critical by yourself, and it just gives you more depth. And for those that want to think better, I really do encourage them to read your book, Rob, because I love to write. I'm writing actually a new book about leadership, and it's really about stories of leaders that are changing the world. And as I wrote about 7 stories, I started getting more critical on myself and say, okay, this is the kind of flow I want, the format I want. But again, had I not thought about that, wrote about that, it wouldn't happen. So Rob, I really appreciate your perspective. Now, we only have time for one more question. You co-authored this book called The 9 Virtues of Exceptional Leaders. Given what we're going through now, what do you feel is the most relevant virtue right now that you think we can all remind ourselves of?
I think probably the most relevant virtue right now, and probably the most difficult virtue, is courage. Stephen Covey said that humility is the mother of all virtues, and I believe that. I believe all the other virtues ultimately stem from humility. But I will say this, without courage, none of the other virtues are possible. And I think courage is the one where people tend to waffle the most, where you know, we can develop humility, we can develop perseverance, we can develop honesty, and those things can become lifelong habits. But courage is something where we can screw up our courage, and we're going to do this, and then something happens, and we kind of shrink and retreat. So I think in the environment that we're living in now, with the pandemic, with the election, with people at each other's throats, and you know, so much of our way of life threatened in various ways. I think the most important virtue that we can have right now is courage.
I emphatically agree with you, Rob, because again, we all have fears potentially because we're human beings, but ultimately if we have the courage to at least be more open-minded, have the courage to take a step forward. And I appreciate you having the courage to share your thoughts on our show today, Rob. I really appreciate you. How can our guests connect with you, read your book, and stay in touch with you?
They can find Think Better, Write Better. I'm sure there's some used copies on Amazon, but at my publisher site, which is Kendall Hunt Publishing, they can get The 9 Virtues of Exceptional Leaders, which I co-wrote with Carl Hayden, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And Carl and I also wrote another shorter book that goes along with it called 31 Days with the Virtues, which is basically a book of daily, you know, short daily reflections based on the 9 virtues.
Awesome. So that's, I love how concise your titles are, Rob. I appreciate you sharing that, because again, from a marketing standpoint, they're great titles and they have numbers in them. So thank you for that.
Well, yeah, my pleasure. I should probably give Carl credit for that.
Well, thank you, Carl. Have a great day, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.